Christian James from the Bighorn Sound Association joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, Rob. How's it going? Not bad.
Good. So I understand you guys are planning a pretty huge local show coming up here in July.
It's definitely something different. It's an 8-day music festival filled with local music. There's like 35 local bands on the bill now and 10 DJs. It's going to be a bit of a scene.
What are some of the signature events for this particular festival?
The whole thing kicks off with a free concert at Stan Rogers Stage on July 18th. And that's probably going to be from around 1 o'clock till 9:30. We'd love to see everybody come on down to that, and it's absolutely free, and there'll be a beer garden and food and lots of fun.
Some ticketed events as well, and I guess the reason you're in today is because that is sort of the ticket launch day, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, today is the pre-sale passes go on sale. They're available online at bighornsounds.wtf, and the Rusticana and Avalanche will also be outlets for purchasing festival passes.
And what does the festival pass get you?
The festival pass gets you entrance to all 8 days of the festival. The money goes to help support local bands, so it's really a gift to community music as well.
A couple of other big events going on in the park as well, isn't there?
The following Saturday, on the 25th, there's going to be a larger outdoor concert, still Bear Tent. We're keeping some of our big bands for that one, but it'll be a riot. We've also got two events at the Curling Club. We're unveiling Kenmore's newest electronic music producer, Gnarly Chaplin, and he'll be doing quite a visual lighting display in the curling rink. And it's a nice big room, and I don't think it gets a lot of exposure, so it'd be fun to get some people in there.
Who are some of the acts that you've confirmed to perform this year?
I mean, we've got Seth Anderson, we've got the Electric Skrulls, we've got Terry Wall, we've got Sam Bailey, we've got Metaphor, we've got Gary Gonis and the Ramblin' Hey Ho Haws, Orange and Green are going to come out, we've got Amelie Patterson, Raven and the Fox, Brad Bischoff, Gareth Bruce, Brad Brewer, Invisible Friends, Space Diamond Moose, we've got the Grumpy Old Man, and we've got Elk Run and Ride, and that's just a few, as well as Gnarly Chaplin, the Dragonfly Empire, Sugarfoot, and a few local hip-hop artists from around town.
Wow, sounds like a real who's who of local music.
Absolutely, and that's just the preliminary list. I mean, we've got lots more to come.
The Bighorn Sound Symposium is coming up in July, and can you remind everyone of those ticket sale locations?
The Rusticana Grocery and Avalanche Video in Canmore, and online at bighornsounds.wtf.
Sounds good, and that's where you can get all the details for everything going on as well.
Absolutely, or you can check us out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/bighornsounds. Make sure to like and share that around to everybody.
Right on, Christian from Bighorn Sounds. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks so much, Rob.